the same way I've been playing all season. Obviously these games do mean a lot more, being that you lose, you go home. But for me, I'm gonna treat it like every other game and just prepare the way in which I know how. And unfortunately, it's led to some success. So hopefully we can keep it up throughout the playoffs.
Is it something you pick the minds of veterans about? And
a little bit here and there, but for the most part, like I said, I'm just treating it like every other game. I'm not trying to put too much emphasis on it and make me kind of play outside of my own game. So I'm just going to approach it like every other game.
Clay, did you expect this much from yourself this first year?
I did, personally. I have a lot of confidence in my abilities, and I thought, within the right system, and once I got a grasp of the defense and they allowed me to, just turn me loose and make some plays out there, I thought I was definitely capable of doing this.
You play with such passion. It looks like you're having a blast every time.
I am having a blast. It's fun being out there, especially when you're winning and the guys around you are making it easy and creating turnovers and whatnot. That's what you want to play for. And this is a defense that I think everyone on this defense is really thriving and having a great time.
There was a time when you were 4-4 and it could have gone one way or another. Obviously, it went successfully. What was the key to that? A group of men coming together the way you have?
Yeah, obviously with the new system, there was a lot of people that were skeptical about whether this was going to work, and just a transition over. It's difficult, so it took a lot of guys buying into it and just believing in what Dom was preaching, and then just what our individual responsibilities were. And once everyone started to take that into their own their own head and start executing that, it really started to come to fruition as far as making the plays and shutting down the run, getting after the passer, and the rest is history.
Have you got much advice from your uncle or dad this year? They kind of leave you be, or what? I know you learned a whole bunch growing up.
No, they're always giving me advice, really. Normally it's just congratulatory texts here and there and phone calls, but for the most part, they're always letting me know how I can get better and what I need to work on. So I appreciate that, though, but at times you'd like to go your own path, but when they've done it before and they've done it successfully, you listen to what they have to say.
Amon has talked about a lot of times young players who have this kind of success early, and I mean playoff success, you almost take it for granted. Is this something where you realize, hey, you don't know how often it's going to happen, you seize the moment, Clay?
Well, it is my first year, so hopefully we can continue doing this, but I'm sure a lot of young guys are going to take this for granted just because we've been successful so far this year and been able to get to the playoffs. So, but it is true, though, with all 32 teams, not a lot of make it to this point in the season. You have to be very good to do so. So it is something that we're going to take we take pride in, and we look to capitalize on all our opportunities from now on.
How much would it mean to you to make a deep run and get to where?
I think that'd be a great deal. I mean a great deal to all of us. We're not just satisfied with getting to the playoffs. You see a lot of teams and whatnot celebrating just getting to the playoffs, but that's just the beginning from here. So we got to continue to win and execute and take it on down the road.
Good luck and very much.
Thanks
for all you've done.
Hey, Clay, you gave Bridges all kinds of left tackle, all kinds of problems on Sunday. How do you approach this thing? Do you think, the same stuff, or he's going to be different, they're going to give him some help? Does it affect you at all going into this one, I guess?
Not so much. The great thing about it was playing against him is better than watching any film on him, and I was able to work a few moves here and there. But at the same time, I have a new plan going in, and that's to obviously use the same moves and try new techniques in which that I saw were exposed maybe in the first time around. So it's just trying new things in here and there. But at the end of the day, it's really it's a one-on-one battle, and it's all about. It's like a chess game. It's just really counter moves and finding out what he's going to bring and what I'm going to bring. It's a back and forth struggle, and hopefully I get the best of him.
I appreciate it.
I congratulated him before he actually won the award, just because I knew it was coming his way. He had a fantastic year, and had some great numbers to back it up. He's going to obviously represent our college and well in the Pro Bowl, so I'm very happy for him. And if I had to lose to anybody, it's a great thing against my teammate. And fortunately, next year the stats are gonna be wiped clean, and we'll start over again and battle once again. And that's what it's all about in this league, is just competing with one another.
Did it cost you anything? Was there any friendly wager on that one?
No, there wasn't any friendly wager. Just just bantering throughout the season between a few of us on the team. But it looked like he kind of had it shored up, and the votes proved it. But we're all happy for him, and we're glad that it could have gone with one of us within the linebacker group.